This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am so hot and cold with the Pirates. It just bothers me so bad. At one moment I'll be high, one moment I'll be low, one moment I'll question, one moment I'll be confident. Like, I don't know where I'm at right now, and I'm being honest. And I think a lot of people are. But, you know, there's a majority who just don't have faith, and I get that because you've been burned so many times throughout how many years of Pirate baseball. But yesterday, they win the series against the Reds. They win 6-1. They're 2.5 games back right now. They have an off day today. Then they travel to Atlanta to play a really good Atlanta Braves team. Yesterday's story, and now my computer is not responding. What is going on with that? Andrew McCutchen. Home run. Brian Reynolds extends his streak to 23 games of hitting. 23 games of hitting. Tellez had two hits yesterday and a homer. Gonzalez had a hit yesterday. Connor Joe had two hits yesterday. Jason DeLay had two hits yesterday. This is the issue. Now, this is where I get just in that place where I just don't know about the Pirates is we heard the owner, Bob Nutting, talk a few days ago, whenever that was, and he said that alongside of getting help outside, we have to help ourselves basically inside. I'm paraphrasing here. And that means that there has to be development within the players that are already there. And there was three guys that have been in slumps that showed up yesterday, and that is Rowdy Tellez, and he's been pretty decent for the last few weeks. Rowdy Tellez, two hits and a home run. And I heard you on the early morning show, Callis, and I remember, this is why I wrote this down, is because I remembered you saying yesterday that Rowdy Tellez is doing decent right now, pretty good, but he's not doing what you brought him here to do, and that's hit home runs, and look, bang, he hits a home run yesterday.
I have a theory that we should just slaughter them today,
yeah.
Even though they won.
Yeah,
They need to do better.
I agree.
They're not good enough.
I absolutely agree.
Because every time we say that they didn't do something good enough, somebody does something good enough.
You're
Luis Ortiz, even on the mound, just going six innings.
That's exactly where I was going next.
Didn't anticipate that as much.
No, I mean, I didn't know if it was Ortiz getting the start because I really didn't, you know, just the game kind of snuck up on me. I took a little nap. The game snuck up on me. Didn't really do the research. So I saw Luis Ortiz, and I'm like, okay, it's a bullpen game again. And see how they patchwork it from behind him. But they let him go. His first start of the year. Was a starter last year. Fantastic. Six innings pitched.
Yeah.
Four hits, seven Ks, 85 pitches. Was unbelievable.
Very
really.
Efficient.
Very efficient. Very, very efficient. So you hope that you can continue that trend with Luis Ortiz, and I bet you his confidence is through the roof, and that's what you need to play this game is the confidence element of it. But the guys that were in slumps are now somewhat breaking their slumps, if I want to say. I mean, like I said, Tellez hits a home run. Gonzalez has another hit. That's two games in a row, and he was, 1-for-24 before 2 days ago, before he had his first hit. And Connor Joe has been slumping as well, and he had two hits yesterday. And then you see Jason DeLay get his opportunity, and we know what the catcher position has been bringing to the table, which is absolutely nothing for the Pirates. For him to have two hits, and they basically were the same hits there down the third base line and rolled into the outfield. I think it was two doubles, actually. I think he had maybe one or two doubles. But you got some guys that are getting out of slumps. And this is why I'm so like in a weird place with the Pirates because you have opportunities and you know what's around you. You know that this division is gettable in an aspect where you can get to a possible wild card game. But there's one element that is insanely missing right now. Insanely missing. This is all well and good. And I have a little theory in the next segment about this next series coming up against the Braves who are doing very well this year. But there's one element that's missing. And if this element can actually pull through, you're cooking. You're cooking. And then that will give some confidence for Charrington to possibly add something legitimate. And that's Ke'Bryan Hayes, man. Ke'Bryan Hayes is just an absolute disappointment this year. Now, coming off of last year, I think it was the Cardinals series, maybe around July-ish, maybe end of July, I think, or maybe mid-July, where he started to get hot and he was hitting home runs. And then he continued that throughout the rest of the season. And you thought that he was going to pick up right where he left off. Now, he was hurt last year a little bit, and then this year, you know, he's just, whatever. Then he gets hurt again, and he's come back, and he hasn't been doing anything. The guy's getting paid $70 million. Now, I know that he's one of the best defensive third basemen in Major League Baseball, but you have to have more from him. He can't go 0-for-4 every single game.
He struggled a little defensively this year,
and he struggled defensively as well. You're right.
I mean, I think we all have to live with, too, that these back problems that he has, we didn't know those when he signed his extension. I don't know if the team did either, but they're going to be a perpetual thing. We talked about that a little bit a couple months ago. It's going to be a perpetual thing. It's something that we all as fans have to grasp and the team has to grasp, and I think that that's what's hindering him the most. I think when he's most healthy, he's talented, but like I know what it's like to try to hit, you know, or like be in a batting stance or like, you know, every pitch, have your back bent, your knees, you know, bent a little bit to, like, be in those positions. It's not easy, especially if there's an ailment like your back and your core, which are, you know, what usually hold you together, you know, and keep you strong in those instances. It's going to be tough.
From my recollection, and I don't have it in front of me, and maybe, you know, Dan Zangrilli would have, you know, better stats on this. I think that Triolo does better when he plays third. I feel like whenever I remember him subbing in and playing for Ke'Bryan Hayes this year, he always does better whenever he's at third base. Like at this point, and I know Triolo is not the answer, but you need something. He's been decent this series. No, he had a home run. Yeah, he's had a couple hits. Triolo did this series. Like if he's not healthy, like I'm sitting him down, man. Like because he's just not helping.
What do you do in that case though? I mean, do you just because he's got a big contract?
You just get him as healthy as possible.
You still got control. You just got to get him as healthy as possible.
I think you get him as healthy as possible.
How long do you sit him before that then? I mean, I think it's a good conversation.
I don't know.
Because if you sit him, you're not giving him a sample size. And if Triolo does well enough, it's not like you're going to be inclined to.
Would you trade him?
Who are you going to trade him to? He's hurt.
Well, if he is hurt, I don't know if he is. I mean, he's dinged up. He's not helping you, but he may help somebody else.
A moderately dented Ke'Bryan Hayes. What's the...
I mean, what else are you going to trade besides prospects? Are you going to trade any other players? Like, are any other players worthy?
But that's
you don't think you can get anything for him?
That's the question. Is you're paying a guy, you gave him an extension, it's a healthy amount of money for a young guy. What would you be willing to... What would you be willing to get in return for a guy that you're paying that much money but isn't... completely healthy. That's tough. I mean, that's a tough one. What are you going to get? Another veteran? Maybe a C-grade prospect?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, tough question.
It is a tough question, but he's just, I mean, you know, you expect so much more from him. It's not like Edward Olivares being thrusted into the lineup and being like, okay, like, I mean, he hits sometimes, he doesn't hit sometimes, but, like, this is a guy that is supposed to be a staple on your team, and he's such a giant hole in your lineup. Like, he's doing nothing for you. And I feel like somebody like Triolo, once he does get going and he had a decent series, like, he actually can't hit the ball.
I agree.
He can't hit the ball.
I've always liked Triolo, and I don't like that he hasn't been performing well. I think he's deserved the criticism that he's gotten.
I think he's just such a utility guy, but I do think that his best position is third base.
I guess that's true. He has gotten a little more hot when he's been playing consistently here recently.
Right.
And I understand it's difficult to just go into games, you know, intermittently and try to hit. So maybe if he got a more consistent sample size like this, maybe he'll keep doing better. Maybe he'd be the...
I just keep going off
Doran, that's a great discussion.
I just keep going off of what Neil said the other day, and I asked him for that explanation of why the lineup construction was what it was last Sunday, and he was like, the only thing I can think of is them trying to get Triolo going. Okay, get Triolo going for what? That's where I'm at, and then I kind of try to link and attach things.
Maybe they realize the Ke'Bryan Hayes isn't gonna be playing for the majority of the summer,
right?
He's going to be hurt or not productive enough.
His production, like for what he is being paid, and you know, I get it. He got paid because of his glove, but just like you said, Kalas, like his glove hasn't been the best this year.
I wouldn't even say he was paid just because of his glove. I really think that Pirates
thought that he could come through and hit.
Yeah, he was doing really well when he came on the scene. I mean, he was part of the 60-man COVID roster in 2020. And in 2021, he was doing pretty well. And then he missed first base, and it just seemed to go downhill from there.
Right.
You know, but I mean, like, no, I think he got the contract because he can do both. He was a really good defender. He was seen as a really good defender. And I think through the first couple months that he was on the team, he was hitting pretty well, too. These back issues didn't come up until year later.
Yeah, right, right.
In 2022 was the first time I think he went down because of his back injuries. So.
I don't know, like back injuries, and obviously I just even said in the pre-show that I've dealt with them for over a decade. Like there's no really coming back from that. You know, no pun intended.
I don't think the Pirates knew that either, and I mean, you can't fault the Pirates for that. I really think that they thought they had a guy
for sure,
and that's one of the biggest criticisms. They don't spend. Well, they did. They spent. It's a guy who's early 20s, who's got high upside, who was playing well for you. 80, what was it? 80 million, I think it was. 70 million. It was 70 million, you know, for a guy like that that you have control of for 7-8 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't have a problem with that.
No.
So the Pirates are willing to spend a little more than they traditionally have, and they also extend a guy who was supposed to be a cornerstone, so there's no fault there. I just don't know if they knew about that.
I don't think so. I mean, and now they're in a position where it's like, you know, we're paying you a lot of money. We got to put you in the lineup. We feel comfortable at the corner spot, but it's just such a hole. And then if you take what Nutting said, we need to get better within and also get some help from the outside. Like he is that right now, as we said, he is that piece that hasn't gotten better. And obviously Henry Davis, but he's been hurt. But, you know, you talk about some growth within. Like I just said, Connor Joe, 2 hits. He's found it again a little bit. I mean, now you hope you could carry that into this series against the Braves, but Nick Gonzalez has refound himself. Rowdy Tellez has refound himself. Brian Reynolds has a 23-game hitting streak. Andrew McCutchen is one of the best DHs in baseball. We don't even talk about the pitching. Pitching is what's kept them alive. So, I mean, where else does the finger point to? It's just, it's very, very, not alarming, but just.
Slightly disappointing?
Disappointing, yes. Very disappointing.
Underwhelming.
And, I mean, Ohno Cruz, throw him in there, too. I mean, he's been decent.
Yeah, big home runs.
Right.
When he's cold, he's really cold. He's frozen.
I don't know, man. Like, that is the missing link for me. And, you know, and I agree with you, Kalas, we should rip them because every time that we do, they win baseball games. So that is my negative spin for this first segment is Ke'Bryan Hayes has been an ultra disappointment so far. And if he was just average, they would be that much of a better baseball team. If he was just average, just an average hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the shame about it.
Yes.